Tony D on the third shift.
This guy's on. Back to
the Quick and Loan Studios.
And back to Tony D.
Nighttime here with Tony D on Yahoo Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us as we take a look at the National Football League. Thursday night, the Seattle Seahawks go on the road, where they'll take on the San Francisco 49ers. And surprisingly, they are 2-4 on the season. Jen Mueller from Root Sports covers the Seahawks and helps us break down what we're seeing in Seattle on Yahoo Sports Radio. How are you, Jen?
I would be better if the Seahawks were winning more, but all things considered, pretty well, thanks.
All right, the four losses, three of them have come on the road, and two against really good teams on the road at Lambeau Field and in Cincinnati. But yet people are looking at this team and saying, hey, look, something is missing. Can you give us an idea of what people are saying around this team as to what exactly is missing?
Well, it's the fourth quarter finish. In every single one of the losses this year, the Seahawks have had a lead in the fourth quarter. And while that might look like their backs are up against the wall, this is a team that has excelled in the fourth quarter in the last couple of years. And it's been one of Pete Carroll's focuses since he got here. And so that really is the disturbing part for a lot of fans in the Northwest, because they're used to being on the edge of their seat in the fourth quarter. They are not used to feeling the disappointment they are at the end of games.
Is there something that is missing in that department, in that defense? Is there somebody injured, or is there just a lack of communication or something that people can pinpoint as to why they are falling apart in the fourth quarter?
Well, you know, Pete Carroll actually said this week if there was one thing that he could fix, he certainly would have by now. I think it's a combination of things. The one that you will hear come up most often is miscommunication. And last week against Carolina, the miscommunication came in the form of play calling on the last play of the game when the touchdown was thrown to Greg Olsen. You had half of the secondary in one coverage, the other half in the other, and that's where it left them exposed for that touchdown. But in other games, it's been miscommunication between the secondary members, or, you know, miscommunication on, you know, between the linebackers and the secondary. So it's all been very different. So that's a big thing. There is a difference in depth, both in the secondary and on the defensive line, and injuries in the linebacking core have played a role. Last week, Bobby Wagner missed the game. He is good to go tomorrow against the 49ers.
2-4, and we still have some games to play. What is the level of in terms of how they are going about this game against San Francisco? Do they feel like, hey, look, it's 2-4, but we're still a good team? We're still a really, really good team in the NFC?
Absolutely.
Or are they, hey, we're 2-4, but we're still, well, we got a lot of things wrong here?
No. No, in fact, that is the most frustrating thing. If you're a 2-4 team and you think, yeah, you know, this is going to be a rebuilding year, your approaching is very different. Your mentality is very different. You know, the locker room feels different. This group is a very talented group. When they get off the bus, you still look at them and go, holy cow, those are some athletes and those are some players. So that's what makes it frustrating, is that they're one play away from being maybe 5-1 or maybe 6-0. You know, that's kind of the thing. And I would point out that the statistics, while everybody kind of freaks out about this, at this point last year, even though they had one more win, they had actually given up more points and more yards to opponents than they have at this point in the season this year.
Jen Mueller, again, Root Sports on the Seattle Seahawks. Thursday night, they head to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. So Jimmy Graham had a big game. What was different about this game than the slow start that he's had so far in this offense?
Well, I think a lot of it is just getting fit into that offense the right way. And by the right way, it's understanding that Russell Wilson is a different type of quarterback, and the offense in Seattle is different than the one that he came from. So one of the biggest plays of the game last week, literally, and just kind of from a, you know, a feel and philosophical standpoint, was a 40-plus yard gain on a scramble play. When Russell Wilson was scrambling, Jimmy Graham needed to keep the play alive and stay open for Russell, and that's different for a wide receiver coming into the system. Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, those guys are used to it. There are different rules at play when Russell goes to scramble and how you need to play that route and where you need to be. what you saw is that chemistry actually developing there, and so it makes him more effective in this offense. They have been trying to get him the ball. It just hasn't always been there. I would imagine, given the stats that San Francisco's defense has put up and the number of yards that they've allowed, you will see him get the ball a significant number of times on Thursday night.
Marshawn Lynch back had 54 yards, 17 carries, so not an overall good statistical day. Result of him or the offensive line not being able to help him out?
I think it's a lot of the offensive line. It total for the day, the Seahawks had over 100 yards rushing. Now, a lot of that was Russell Wilson, but they have had now 17 consecutive games where they have gone over 100 yards rushing. That's a big deal for the Seahawks. And even though Marshawn was not getting massive runs, he was impacting Carolina and the game just by those hard runs. And I think Thomas Rawls got just one carry. This is the rookie who had run for 100-plus yards in two consecutive games. So they want Marshawn to be beast mode and to be the primary ball carrier. But there's got to be some other things going on in the offense to make that work.
Defensively, in terms of getting to the quarterback, have they been able to be same kind of success, or are they lacking in terms of getting pressure?
You know, they're getting pretty good pressure. Bruce Irvin is having a great year. Cliff Averill is making a difference, but they are missing some of the guys that they would like to have as part of their rotation. Jordan Hill being one of them. He's missed a couple of games with a quad strain. You know, you've had to rely on some backups. Their rotation on the defensive line was thought to be one of the deepest going into the year. It hasn't quite been the same. Brandon Nebe missed some time with an injury. So I think you're seeing really just injuries, not lack of effort. They're making the quarterback be affected, but I'm afraid it's the secondary and the linebackers who've given up some big yards down the field once the quarterback escapes.
One of the things about Pete Carroll that I like is that he really is an emotional guy and seems to be a very, you know, he wears everything out. How has he been handling this early struggle?
You know, he has remained consistent and acknowledged that it is a legitimate challenge, and that's kind of how he characterized it. Somebody said, well, what kind of challenge is this? You know, making sure that the team stays together, getting them back on track. He says, I don't know how else to say this outside of it's a legitimate challenge and a legitimate concern, and one that we deal with on a regular basis, because winning is difficult, losing is difficult, having expectations on you is difficult. He's had to do it all, and he has stayed the same and stayed the course. I tell you what, it's not his attitude that has taken a hit. You can tell he is just baffled by the results. You know, they have won the turnover battle in three of their four losses, and that's one of his big things. If you win that battle, you're going to win the game. And so right now, he's searching for answers, but he is sticking to his philosophy and his mindset.
Outside of the fourth quarter collapses, I mean, have they had a bad loss of the four, a really bad total breakdown loss?
No, not a total breakdown. The points scored in the Green Bay game, that was the largest margin of defeat in quite a while. So you look at that one. But, you know, it is the fourth quarter. It's the fact that they're so close. It's the fact that there was a chance to close it out. You know, so many people look at the Seahawks defense in that case, and I understand that. You know, they've been really good at closing out teams. But here's the other thing. Given the opportunity to sustain a drive in the fourth quarter, the Seahawks offense hasn't been able to do that. And their third down conversions when they get to the fourth quarter have plummeted this year. And so that's a concern, because had you gotten one or two first downs in at least three of those games, the outcome would have been different. And so, just lots of little things going wrong that you wouldn't have necessarily expected from this team.
Overall, the season so far for Russell Wilson, are the numbers the same, up or down?
They're better. They are better. His completion percentage is better. And that's kind of the other thing. And what's happening is he has been sacked more than any other quarterback in the league, and so he's getting a little bit gun-shy, and I don't think anybody blames him, right? They're trying to work some new guys into the offensive line. You have to get experience before you get good, so this is kind of the taking your lumps phase in the season with a couple of those guys. But it's also led Russell, at the end of games where he has been so good, to either start seeing shadows or getting a little gun-shy or feeling the effects of that pressure. And so you're not seeing him be as effective in getting the ball out. He's taking more sacks. But when he does, his completion percentage is actually the best it's been in his career.
Jen Mueller, again, Root Sports on the Seattle Seahawks, who go to San Francisco. They'll play the 49ers on Thursday night, sitting at 2-4 on the season. Always good catching up with you, Jen. Thank you so much, as always.
Absolutely. Let's hope the Hawks get a win tomorrow night.
You got it. Jen Mueller, again, Root Sports, out there in Seattle on the Seahawks. And look, we've been talking about the Seahawks as, again, if you're 2-4 and you've gone to two, you know, back-to-back Super Bowls and you have a Super Bowl championship and you're kind of one play away from getting another one, yeah, if you go 2-4, that's going to raise some eyebrows. If you look at these losses and you say, okay, on the road at St. Louis, on the road at Green Bay, on the road at Cincinnati, home against Carolina, in which you kind of fall apart in the fourth quarter. I'm not saying any of these losses are excusable for a team as good as Seattle, but they aren't losing to Detroit. They aren't losing to the Bears, and they're not losing to the Cowboys without Tony Romo. They're losing to some playoff teams. I mean, the Rams are still hit and miss, but the Packers, Bengals, and Panthers are likely playoff teams. But still, the Seahawks are a team that, can they turn it around and get back into this? Of course. I mean, it's, 2-4. But at the same time, you can't give away these kind of games, especially at home. You do have to be careful a little bit. Seattle was a team that would struggle on the road and win all their games at home. All right, so yeah, now they're struggling on the road still, and they gave up a game at home. They've got a manageable schedule coming up. They're playing the 49ers, who are a mess. Dallas will probably still not have Romo when they face them again in Dallas coming up in the early part of November. They've got a home game against Arizona. I'll flip the coin with that one, and then they got the Niners again before they host the Steelers at home. So the home schedule is going to help them out a little bit. More games that they are going to be favored in are going to help out a little bit. And again, you get back into this thing, and then you see what you look like in December down the stretch. But there's no question this team is looking different, and this team has some issues. Offensive line isn't blocking very well. The defense, again, and we're getting some miscommunication on who's calling what, who's covering what. That's not like what we've seen in the Seahawks before. We all were so amazed how good that defense was, and we knew that in the NFL that doesn't last very long, and attrition usually comes in and you get guys injured, they don't play as well, or they leave via free agency. So there's always some changes that are going to come, again, either losing a player or injury. But this defense was something that was so impressive that we always thought it was going to be around for a while. To see it fall apart like it's had over the past couple of games, it hasn't felt right when you watch this football team. 800-777-2907 is the number to join us, as we got a lot to get to. Mets are now in the World Series. Will Kansas City join them, or Toronto get back into this thing? And we'll all break that down as Major League Baseball continues rolling along here on Yahoo Sports Radio.